主席也和其他同事一样，祝贺诺鲁兹节快乐。也感谢主席召开此次全会，特别是也感谢 Ralph 先生和 Podvik 博士所做的介绍。两位专家对当前核裁军领域的形势以及面临的一些现实的挑战，做的介绍呢非常具有启发性，也有几个问题向两位专家提一下。Just now, Mr. Podvik and mentioned that we need to address the issue from a broader perspective, including the structures that the nuclear weapons disarmament are embedded in. And he also raised that there's a need to reduce the utility of nuclear weapons. So I'm wondering, in the current circumstances, where the geopolitical tension is very high, what kind of practical measures can be taken to reduce the utility of nuclear weapons? This is one question. And the second question is regarding transparency. Just now, Mr. Podvik also mentioned the transparency issue, and I think Mr. Ralph also touched upon that issue when talking about the verification of dismantlement of nuclear weapons. And I noticed that Mr. Podvik in the past used to have some research on transparency issue, and I quote that he mentioned that the US and the Soviet Union built their policies regarding transparency of their nuclear arsenals, taking into account the need to balance two conflicting requirements, the need to demonstrate the strength of their nuclear deterrent and the need to avoid giving an adversary information that could undermine that deterrent. I think that was quite some time ago. 10 years or even more years have been passed. I wonder, Mr. Podvik, had any new thought about this idea? Because we are facing this situation. You just also mentioned the transparency issue. How to balance the, in practical terms, the need for deterrent and also the need to avoid undermining the deterrence? Thank you. Mm-hmm.